KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's 7 o'clock. Good evening and welcome to the Opera Box. I'm DJ number 7, bringing you the first of a two-part program presenting the 1995 world premiere of Powder My Face, composed by Thomas Addis. The lyrics by Philip Hensher largely describe events in the real life of Margaret Campbell, the 20th century Duchess of Argyll, sensationally divorced in 1963 after scandalous revelations. The opera itself became so notorious that the British independent radio network Classic FM refused to air it. The opening scene occurs in 1990, late in the Duchess's life. She has lived at Grosvenor House Hotel in London for the last 12 years and run through her remaining funds. Now she is about to be evicted. When the curtain rises, a maid and an electrician are alone in the Duchess's suite. The electrician, pretending to be the Duchess, wears one of her fur coats and a wig. They will make fun of this once rich 78-year-old woman who is about to be pushed out.
life is one long sorrow. There are moments in my life. There are moments in my life as of no other life. Moments of anguish and betrayal.
But why, Your Grace, did this happen to you? Why to you?
I cannot say. I was beautiful. I was famous. I was young. I was rich. Do they need? Do they need purity to crow over? They had it. Do they need innocence? I was innocent, girl. Let me tell you what my life is a famous beauty. They wrote operas about me. They wrote novels about me. They painted portraits of me. That won every prize in London. They wrote songs about me. You know that song. That's all.
The Duchess enters, annoyed at the scene before her. The electrician drops his pose and pulls off the wig.
I couldn't mend it.
Why cannot you mend it?
Your Grace, it's just too old. Stop making tease maids like this, you know. You want to buy a new one.
I brought you tease.
Very well.
The Duchess attempts to open a sealed pot of milk, but splatters it over her fur.
Madam!
I knew that would happen!
It's the
it's
spot for it.
Time.
Flashback to 1934. The yet-to-become Duchess has just divorced from a Mr. Freeling. Actually, in real life, Margaret Campbell married Charles Sweeney the year before. They divorced in 1947, much later than in this operatic portrayal. In our next scene, we join a lounge lizard, his female confidant, and Mrs. Freeling as they discuss her divorce, her growing interest in the Duke, and his reputation for philandering and physical abuse.
Mr. Freeling, she deserves everything she got out of the divorce. He treated her like a brute.
She treated him like a banker.
He beat her.
She beat him. In the end,
one looks at him and one knows he could beat his wife. And as for her, she has the look of one who will let herself be beaten for money. But Mr. Freeling, I shouldn't trust him.
You know me, him, you told me.
We all do, darling, but I shouldn't trust him. She deserves better than him.
She deserves nothing. She gets better than him. Practice on the Duke when he arrives.
It's more than practicing. She'll catch him. She's got the knack.
Each other.
Mrs. Freeling leaves the window and sits on a cushion, asking the confidant to sit beside her. The lounge lizard starts a record on a gramophone and sings along.
Respectability stretch. Bop, bop. Forget restrictions, legality. No more commandments when your eyes are fixed on me. There's nothing in all the world like being curled around a little finger. Divinest feeling, dizzying touch. But for Mr. Freeling, I would float right to the ceiling and admit my heart is reeling with this electric feeling that I love you. Why don't you love me back until we're 95? Your love is keeping me alive, and I succumb to your unchecktability. Chased away respectability. Stretch me out, touch the feelings that we feel when we collide. You're my ideal, so see you tonight.
If I missed feeling, ba 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 ba. They wrote that song for me, you know. They wrote so many songs for me.
I know. What do you wonder, darling?
Sometimes I wonder whether anyone will ever write songs for me or love me ever again.
Oh, of course they will, darling.
Yes, I suppose they will. The Duke would do.
To write songs, darling.
To buy them, darling.
Said it mattered what the public prints will say. They should be flattered. Now one reads them every day. They say our love is queer and sinful and blind. But darling, don't let panic muddle your mind. For if you ran away every night, and every day I would pursue you, I'd walk a thousand miles and endure your guise for just one chance that you'd hold me tight.
The door opens to reveal the Duke.
Mrs. Freeling.
Duke.
Thank you.
During this interlude, the Duke and Mrs. Freeling are dressed in wedding clothes. Scene 3 takes place 2 years later. Over the course of the next several minutes, occasional flashes of light from scattered cameras illuminate the Duke, the Duchess, and the priest in a variety of combinations and compromising positions. At the conclusion of this interlude, a waitress sings a grand aria lamenting the fancy rich with their moneyed lifestyle and observing that the Duchess doesn't look happy after purchasing her Duke. Sadly, due to time constraints, we must pass over her lament and fast forward 17 years to 1953. Now, if you've just tuned in, welcome to The Opera Box, an hour of opera heard every Monday at 7 p.m. on KGNU here in Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Tonight, through the magic of radio and recording technology, we attend the 1995 world premiere of Act One of Powder Her Face, composed by Thomas Addis. The lyrics by Philip Henser describe events in the real life of Margaret Campbell, the 20th century Duchess of Argyll. Her 30-year marriage to the Duke ended in a sensational divorce case in 1963, in which the Duke accused the Duchess of infidelity with over 80 men. But that case lays in the future. Scene 4 takes place in 1953. The Duchess sits alone in a white dressing gown on a hotel bed with a telephone. She dials to room service, but her first two attempts reach first a laundryman and then another guest, a bit of humor based on the notoriously poor performance of hotel telephones at the time.
Thank you. have it.
Listen to me. I'd like a bottle of...
Certainly, madam.
A bottle of claret and some sandwiches. Can you do that? I want some beef.
Now, madam.
Bring me some wine. Bring me meat. Bring me
waiter enters.
Come in. What have you got there?
Claret, madam, and sandwiches, madam.
What sandwiches?
Beef. Madam.
That will do very well. Wait one instant.
Yes, madam.
I may maybe sometime. Sit down.
I am not permitted, madam.
You are permitted.
Yes, madam.
And you needn't call me madam every word. I don't require it.
Yes, madam.
The waiter sits down heavily on a gilt chair. The Duchess suddenly produces an old 5-pound note.
Here, that will do.
Will that do, madam?
I said that will do. Do you find it too much?
They pay me that much in a week.
A week? I see. Be given it as a present. You are unusual.
No.
Most men like presents. You are unusual. And a you are given. Am I right?
I would like to keep my job, madam.
You will keep your job. I imagine you are a good waiter.
Yes.
Tell me, are you busy at the moment?
Busy.
The hotel seems full to me.
The coronation.
Oh, the coronation. I came here to escape that nonsense. Are you paid for when you are busy?
No.
How much are you paid?
Okay.
No. Ask you your name.
That will do. Take the money.
How much?
That much.
That much.
Is it? Do. Much.
Thank you, madam.
The waiter, having taken the Duchess's money with an air of contempt, heads toward the door. He backtracks to the dresser and picks up the bottle of claret and the sandwiches. The next scene moves forward to 1953 and the bedroom of the Duke and the Duchess. The Duke is putting on a dressing gown over a dress shirt and black tie. The woman sprawled on their bed is his mistress. You will hear British slang, squiffy, which means drunk.
Good number. Grand style. You know they said we'd never see that style again after the war. And here we are, and I can't remember such parties since
Dancing days were over.
Oh, my father said, "Quiet."
rector at the Hendersons, holding court. There's some man she's sweet on. Not a bit, my dear, I know her through and through. I know she but she likes her little patches and her admirers and her boys.
I see. So is Daddy going to go to his girl?
One moment.
The Duke takes off his dressing gown.
Give me some wine.
Darling, only a glass.
I've a trick worth two of that, my dear. Pass me the bottle. Darling.
I don't think so. I don't want to stay.
Where does he think you are?
No, my dear, why concern yourself?
No concern, darling, just curiosity. Now turn over.
Oh.
Are you my little girl? My naughty, naughty.
If you want, you...
You... The Hendersons, ne t'inquiète pas.
I thought she might be downstairs in the kitchen.
Doubt if she knows where it is.
She...
To tell you the truth. I have no idea. The Duchess looks after the staff.
So they say. Is Daddy too squiffy for jaunties?
Never too squiffy for you, my dear. Bottle, please.
You've had enough.
Never enough. Never say no. Pass me the bottle. Are you saying the Duchess is a whore? Is she having an affair?
Not that I know.
Does she seduce my sir? Is that what you're telling me? The footman and the temporary chauffeur?
She would never do. talk until they've talked her out. She's a topic, she's a conversation, she's a face in the public prints.
The Duke gets up suddenly. He goes over to the trunk and starts pulling out clothes and letters. Papers scatter everywhere. He empties the drawers of the dressing table. More papers. In the last drawer, he finds a camera. He rips it open and pulls out the film. Curtain falls while the Duke and his mistress paw through the compromising papers, ending Act One. In reality, while the Duchess was in New York, the Duke asked a locksmith to open a cupboard containing the compromising documents and photos. I am your host, DJ Number 7. Thank you for listening, and please return for the conclusion of Powder Her Face, to be aired on the Opera Box here on KGNU 1 month from now, on March 2nd at 7 p.m. Up next, after a few announcements, is a Classic Monday with music from Purcell to Poulenc. You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It is 8 o'clock.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
What can we do as individuals and communities to make an impact now to combat the climate crisis? Join KGNU and Flows to explore how grassroots leaders in Boulder County are paving the way for real change Thursday, February 6th at the Dairy Arts Center. Refreshments will be provided. Register at kgnu.org.
If you're looking for a way to start your morning off right, we've got just the thing for you, with diverse music designed to point your day in the right direction. It's the Morning Sound Alternative, weekdays from 9:30 to noon, here on your community radio station, KGNU.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Coming up next, it is the best of traditional and contemporary classical music to kick off your week. Stay tuned for Classic Monday.
Mm-hmm.